And now we're going to go back to Denver and that historic speech by Barack Obama. 86,000 people or somewhere around there jammed into Mile High Stadium, but in much smaller venues across the country they were cheering too. Here's Hairworks Salon in Denver's Five Points neighborhood. We're taking a look from two very different vantage points. Takeaway correspondent and SS Magazine senior editor Patrick Henry Bass was at the salon. And Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein was at the stadium. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
And Patrick, tell us a little bit about where you were. Set the scene.
Well, I think Hairworks is really the place to be. Hairworks is in the Five Point section of Denver. It's a historically African-American neighborhood. And the owner of the shop, Tracy Moore, she keeps that shop open from 8 to 8 on Thursdays. And although she had tickets to go to the Mile High Stadium for the Obama speech, she decided not to do that. She decided to keep it open for her customers, and she decided to get a television so everybody could watch the speech. It was pretty poignant because most of these ladies are average, ordinary workers, exactly the type of people that Barack Obama talked about in the speech. And I was really struck because although Tracy had the opportunity to go to the stadium, she decided not to. Let's listen to what she has to say.
So I sent my father and my mother and my son and my daughter to the stadium instead of me going. And that was one of the most hardest things for me to do, but it's history. And to this day, 45 years ago, my son would not be able to be there, but he's there today.
Patrick, she says that with so much emotion.
Oh, Adora, it was a packed house, first of all. A lot of women who had, you know, several jobs. I talked to someone who was a nurse who, you know, also did hair at the salon. There was a retired school teacher who, you know, had a daughter there who had a second job. I mean, so that was sort of concurrent throughout, you know, all of my discussions with the people that they were working two or three jobs. They were trying to take care of house payments and car payments. And they really wanted to hear what Barack Obama had to say. These were some of the most politically astute people I've met during this entire campaign. So they were listening to the speech with a great deal of intensity, especially about issues like the war in Iraq and about the economy and especially health care. Let's listen to what one of the ladies had to say.
About health care, that's one of the main things that I'm concerned with because, you know, I have kids with asthma and eczema and families with diabetes. And so when I went into nursing, I'm a big advocate of we need to start doing preventative things.
What else resonated with them, Patrick?
A lot resonated with them. I mean, just Michelle Obama, when she popped up, I mean, the audience burst into complete applause. The whole notion of the Second Amendment and the AK-47s, also personal responsibility was a huge theme throughout the evening. Anytime he talked about personal responsibility, they just burst into applause. Like, let's listen to a little bit of Barack Obama talking about that.
But we must also admit that programs alone can't replace parents, that government can't turn off the television and make a child do her homework, that fathers must take more responsibility to provide love and guidance to their children.
Here's something that's really interesting is that people, I think, in general have this perception that African Americans are just wholesale backing Barack Obama, almost regardless of what he says. But you certainly didn't find that last night at the hair salon, did you?
Absolutely not. First of all, most of the people there were first Hillary supporters. I mean, it only changed with the February 5th caucus here in Denver. So there were people who were independents. There were people who were conservatives. There was one woman who's still on the fence about Barack Obama and said that she was still seriously considering voting for McCain. What was interesting that, you know, after the speech was over, there was a great deal of applause, but Tracy Moore, who was the most activist person there, her response to the speech sort of surprised me. Let's listen.
I think he could have gave me something just more to sell him. He just didn't sell. I don't think he's going to sell to the American people. I think he did an excellent job, but there's something that I just think I wanted to hear more, and I just don't know what it is. I can't say right now because I just finished it, but I think he did a good job, but he just needed something more.
Patrick, she doesn't sound sold at all.
No, Adora, I was stunned. I was stunned. And then there became the debate started in the beauty salon with her workers and other people. They were like, come on, he did great. And, the expectations of the speech were so high. And, I think he did everything that he was supposed to do. And the only criticism that they had was about the music. They didn't like the closing act.
What do you think the skepticism is about, Patrick? I mean, it's really interesting.
John, she poured her heart into this evening, buying a television for everybody to watch. She's registered 20 people to vote. She had, she has plans to register more people to vote. I was stunned that she had that response, And again, there was
Is it about her or is it about her thinking that the American people need something more to buy an African-American president?
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, but this woman is like the salt of the earth. I mean, she's a real activist, attractive woman. She's a, working mom, and I just think that she came into it with a great deal of expectations. And I think that, because of my presence, I was there, recording her. I think that she was doing it both for me and for her shop. But the shop was overwhelmed by this speech. I mean, tons of applause. Everybody had on Barack Obama T-shirts and Barack Obama buttons. There was a little girl there that had a T-shirt that said "Born to Lead." I mean, it was rapturous. So again, when she had that response, it was sort of like she was a Debbie Downer,
Debbie Downer. Well, now that we've come to the end of the Democratic convention there in Denver, Patrick, what would you say are your overall impressions of the week?
Oh, wow. I mean, it started out with a great deal of tension. What will Bill or Hill do? There was a sense of nervousness throughout the air, I felt. And then I felt that, by the time that Bill and Hill spoke, I felt that both of them knocked it out the park. They both hit home runs. And I think that Barack Obama has poised the Democratic Party in a new direction and a wonderful way to move forward. Right now, I think it's his to lose.
Well, Patrick Henry Bass wrote the book on Dr. King's speech 45 years ago. Maybe you have another book in you, huh? Huh, Patrick?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
Get working on it. Thanks so much for joining us.
And we're going to keep that recording, that prediction. Patrick Henry Bass, thank you.
Barack Obama. 80,000 people came to Mile High Stadium last night. Tens of thousands more watched from their homes. If you watched, was it Hyper History? 877-8MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
I'm Iris from New York, and I have Obama fatigue. I am just so sick and tired of listening to this man speak. I heard a lot of generic reasons throughout this week why one should vote for a Democrat. I am a Democrat, and yet for the first time in my life, I will be voting for McCain.
A contrarian, Iris. She should be happy then. The attention is moving to McCain. Lots of rumors flying about McCain's vice presidential announcement, expected to come anytime now.
And here's our takeaway for today.
But I've been in New Orleans all my life, and I can't imagine living anywhere else.
That was gospel and soul singer Joe Cool Davis.
3 years since Katrina. We've been talking all week about how Katrina has changed the lives of Gulf Coast residents. You can hear the voices of people affected by Katrina all on thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.